A working committee has been tasked with addressing the factions within Fiji's main opposition party. The task force is expected to look into the issues which led to the suspension of the Social Democratic Liberal Party in May by the elections office. A SODELPA board meeting last weekend agreed there is a need to sort out the issues which have split the party. And the board wants any conflicts resolved ahead of its AGM in November. But as Christine Ravoy reports, there's more at stake for the party.
SODELPA was found in breach of the Political Parties Act when it held its AGM last year. The ban was lifted a month later, but the factions remain. A senior party executive claims talks for an official split were initiated by certain members after its suspension. General Secretary Emele Duitu Turanga says the working committee is expected to draw lessons from the suspension.
The management board will appoint an arbiter, an independent person, to look into that and report back to the board. So that directive came from the management board. So in that sense, it's resolved that there will be an independent review.
Ms. Duitu Turanga says the committee's findings will also serve as a learning strategy for SODELPA to prevent a future crisis in the party.
It's not an investigation or a disciplinary action. It was kind of putting that forward because we're trying to get right down to where the people are. What are people talking about? So when people are talking about our internal problems, we need to look at ourselves as well.
New Zealand-based Fijian academic Stephen Ratuva says SODELPA needs to re-emerge and reform itself to gain the confidence and trust of voters.
Some of them shifted from Fiji First in the last election and hoping that SODELPA will provide them with the kind of hope that they were looking for. And what's happening now may have sent the wrong message to them in terms of putting their faith in the party.
The political sociologist at the University of Canterbury says the future of SODELPA, which scooped almost 40% of votes in the 2018 polls, hinges on how genuine, deep and sustainable the party conflict resolution process is.
After the last election, SODELPA was doing very well in terms of bridging that gap from the 2014 election, from the huge Fiji First majority, and they were able to reduce it significantly. So if the trend continued, we would have seen a change of government in the next election. Now, with this particular crisis, questions can be asked whether that momentum is still there or whether it has been overshadowed by what has happened.
Party leader Sitiveni Rambuka agrees the party needs to resolve its internal issues, and he's optimistic the working committee will do just that.
They will find out why did we get into that trap. So the result of that will be, in the future, avoid these. So it's not somebody being smacked on the wrist or anything like that, but to be better prepared in the future.
Meanwhile, the race for the top job at SODELPA is heading into a five-way contest. Rambuka is expected to face his toughest challenge for the party leadership with four senior members, William Ngavoka, Ro Philippe Tuisawau, Aseri Randrondro, and Pio Tambaiwalu, also in the running. Ko Christine Ravoy, aho.